我们先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's open the Bible and read a few several passages of the scripture.
我们先看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
我们读第五节和第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信神是，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Hebrews 11 verse 5. By faith Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God has taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he existsand that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
我们再请看犹大书。
Let us turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书。
Book of Jude.
第十四节和十五节。
Verses 14 and 15.
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说，看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚皮话。
Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesies about these men.See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone, to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way, and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
我们再请看创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪第五章。
Chapter 5.
创世纪第五章。
Genesis chapter 5.
第二十一节到二十四节。
Verses 21
through 24. 以诺活到六十五岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行三百年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了三百六十五岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不再世了。
Genesis 5:21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God, then he was no more, because God took him away.
我们都知道这一次我们的夏令会，我们在这里一同交通属灵的看见。
We know that this, the theme of this year's conference,is spiritual seeing.
在晚上呢，我的负担呢是要从圣经中的人物和弟兄姊妹们交通属灵的看见。
In the evening sessions, my burden is to share with brothers and sisters, from biblical characters to understand spiritual seeing.
我们要看一看这个属灵的看见在这些人他们的生命中所产生的影响和那个结果。
We would like to see the effect or impact of spiritual seeing in the lives of these biblical characters.
那么昨天晚上呢，我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲到了亚伯的看见。
Last night we talked about the spiritual seeing by Abel.
我们知道亚伯的一生非常的短暂。
We know that Abel lived a very short life.
正像他的名字所说的一样，他只不过是一口气。
Just like his name, he was but a breath.
他的人生像一个泡沫一样的很快就消失。
And his life disappeared quickly, just like a vapor.
但是在他被杀之前，
But before he was murdered,
我们看见神开了他的眼睛。
We see that, the Lord, God opened his eyes.
所以他里面有一个属 属灵的看见。
So he had a spiritual seeing inside him.
那么这个看见对亚伯的一生产生重大的影响。
And this seeing had a great impact to Abel's life.
那么我们看见他成了一个牧羊的人。
And he became a shepherd.
他以羊为他的生活。
And he lived with these sheep.
那么他也把羊献羊羔献给神。
He also offered lamb to the Lord.
我们知道这件事情呢，那么让亚伯短暂的一生呢，产生了一个非常重大的意义。
So this thing caused of great significance to Abel's life.
在人类堕落之后
，After man fell，
亚伯因着这个看见。那么呢，他就得回了他整个生命的意义。
Because of this spiritual seeing, Abel regained the meaning of life.
虽然活得很短
，even though he had only a very short life，
确实能叫神的心得到满足。
But his life was pleasing to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
实在来讲，一个人活在地上，不在乎多长，多短。
Really, it really does not matter how long life we live.
那在乎我们的一生，在神的眼中是不是能被看重？
What matters is that whether the Lord will look upon our life with favor.
是不是真正的有意义？
Whether it has true meaning.
我们的生命像亚伯一样，是一声叹息，也是一个泡沫。
Our life, just like Abel's life, was just but a breath or like a vapor.
如果我们能看见亚伯所看见的，
If we can see what Abel saw.
而我们为着那件事情活着。
And we also live for the same thing.
我们的一生能够把羔羊献上。
Then we can offer our lamb throughout our lives.
弟兄姊妹，你就真正得到了这生的意义。
And then you really have gained the true meaning of this life.
我们讲过。
We have talked about
this. 在神的眼中。
In God's eyes.
神只看他的儿子。
God only looks at His Son.
我们晓得神创造整个万有。
Of course, we know that God created everything.
是为着他的儿子。
It's what He created for His Son.
神创造人类是为着他的儿子。
He created man for His Son.
神建造教会更是为着他的儿子。
And God built the church exactly for His Son.
所以我们必须看见这件事情。
So we must see this.
如果我们在地上的生活完全为着基督而活着。
If we live our lives on this earth just for Christ.
我们就能像保罗所说的一样。
Then we can be like what Paul said.
我活着是基督，我死了就有益处。
To live as Christ.And to die is gain.
如果我们活着的不是基督，
If we do not live for Christ,
弟兄姊妹们，我们死了也没什么益处。
Then it means nothing when we die.
不管你在地上得着多少的事，
No matter how much you have gained,
不管你有多少的成就，
No matter how successful you are,
弟兄姊妹，在神的眼中来看，一点价值都没有。
And in God's eyes, it's nothing.
该隐虽然在地上非常的努力，
Although Cain worked very hard.
但是他没有看见神所要看见。
But he did not see what God wanted him to see.
他也没有得着神所要他得着。
And he did not gain what God wanted him to gain.
所以我们看见该隐的一生在神的跟前一点的价值都没有。
That's why Cain's life was meaningless before God.
所以当他把地里的土产要献给神的时候。
So when he brought the first fruits from the soil.
神没有办法悦纳他的奉献。
God could not be pleased. With his offering.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
亚伯，
Abel,
虽然死了，
even though he died,
到今天他仍旧说话，
he still speaks.
愿我们耳中能听见他所说的话，
hopefully that our ears can hear what he's talking about.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
亚伯的看见是一个很单纯的看见，
what Abel saw was a very simple scene.
但是却是一个非常重要的看见。
It was a very, very important scene.
那么这个看见，
This scene,
弟兄姊妹们，也是一个重要的考验。
This is a great test.
我想我们都相信耶稣基督。
Of course, we all believe in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有没有专一的为着主而活着呢？
But do we really live a life just for the Lord?
我们真的是活在基督里面吗？
Do we truly live in Christ?
虽然我们有的人做不同的行业，
Even though we have different jobs,
但是弟兄姊妹们，希望我们能够像亚伯一样，我们是为着主活着。
Brothers and sisters, I hope that all of us just like Abel living for the Lord.
那么你在地上，你无论做哪个行业，你的生命都有价值。
So it doesn't matter what kind of job you have, then your life will be meaningful.
在教会的侍奉中也是一样。
In church's ministry, the same way.
弟兄姊妹们，坚持一件事情。
We have to insist upon something.
啊，只有让主在这里充满我们。
One thing is to let the Lord fill us.
要让每一件事情都成为基督的一个彰显。
So that in everything we do, we manifest Christ.
这就是亚伯。他所对我们所说的话。
And this is what Abel is telling us.
那么今天晚上呢，我们在这里要来看以诺。
Tonight we like to look at Enoch.
我们昨天讲过。
We talked about this yesterday.
亚伯是看见神所要的。
Abel saw what God wanted.
那么以诺呢，看见了神的作为。
And Enoch saw God, what God was doing.
那么他到底看见了神的什么作为呢？
But what kind of doing of God did Enoch see.
在创世纪里面告诉我们，
In Genesis,
当以诺65岁的时候，
When he was 65 years old,
他生了一个儿子叫做马土撒拉。
He had a son named Methuselah.
但是很奇妙的，当他生下这个儿子的时候呢，
But something very interesting, after he had this son,
在他的生命中啊，产生一个非常重大的变化。
And there was a great transformation, great change in his life.
也可以说是一个很大的一个觉醒。
Could be a great awakening.
这个觉醒呢，那是因为他的灵里面有个看见。
And this awakening was caused by his spiritual seeing.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们有很多的家庭也都生儿子。
Many families have children.
但有时候生下儿子我们很高兴。
Sometimes when we have a son, we are very happy.
我们什么也没看见。
But we did not see anything else.
但是呢，以诺65岁就生了这个儿子的时候呢，他灵里面有个看见。
But when Enoch had a son, when he was 65, he had a spiritual seeing.
弟兄姊妹，这也说明一件什么事呢？
This explains to us.
就神在我们生活的每一件事情上面都能可能对我们说话。
It tells us that God can speak to us through every little thing in our daily lives.
就是生孩子，神也可以说话。
Even in, through childbirth, he can talk to us.
所以你要在你的生活中，弟兄姊妹们要注意圣灵在你里面给你的带领。
So in our daily life, we really have to pay attention to how the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
那么为什么生马土撒拉给他带来这么大的一个冲击呢？
How come having a son Methuselah has given him such an impact?
读圣经的人都晓得。
All the Bible readers should know.
在马土撒拉死的那一年。
When Methuselah died.
马土撒拉一共活了969年。
We know that he lived 969 years.
那么他死的那一年正好是挪亚的600岁。
When the year he died, Methuselah died, Noah was 600 years old.
那么神在地上有一个大的审判。
Because God brought great judgment onto this earth.
就是神用洪水来灭世。
That is, he flooded the whole world to destroy the world.
但是很奇妙啊。
But it's very amazing.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
距离神的审判还有969年。
Before God's judgment, 969 years ago.
在以诺的里面呢，就产生了这么大的一个震撼。
Within Enoch, there was such a great shaking.
他看见这个孩子死的时候，这个世界上将要发生非常重大的事。
And he could see that when his son died, there will be a great event on this earth.
神要审判全地。
The Lord will judge the whole world.
神要这个用洪水来把这个世界把它淹没。
And God will flood the whole world with great waters.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在以诺的生命中，
In Enoch's life,
他所看见最重要的神的一个作为就是审判。
And the greatest thing that he saw God done in his life is judgment.
我们一般都知道他看见了那个挪亚时代的洪水的审判。
Because we can understand that he saw the judgment at Noah's time.
但是很奇妙的。
But interestingly,
这个在犹大书里面，
in the book of Jude,
讲到说呢，亚当的七世孙呢，
it talk about the seventh from Adam,
以诺他看见了什么呢？
Enoch, what did he see?
他看见了另外一个审判。
He saw another judgment.
他看见了神的儿子在这个 千万的圣者中降临。
He saw God's Son coming among thousands of His holy ones.
并且要在众人的身上行审判。
And He would judge everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
以诺看见了神的重要的作为的这个审判。
And Enoch saw God's great work in judgment.
一个是神在时间中所行的审判。
And one is that He did the judgment.He carried out a judgment in time.
第二个，那是将来的一个审判。
And he also saw God's judgment in the future.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们作为基督徒，我们都要明白这两个审判。
So as Christians, we must understand these two judgments.
神必须要在这个地上做审判的事情。
God must judge this world.
审判是很可怕的一件事情。
We know that.Judgment is a terrible thing.
是很严肃的一件事情。
It's a very solemn thing.
但是弟兄姊妹也是必须的事情。
But brother and sister, judgment is necessity.
我们要感谢神，他有审判。
We want to thank the Lord for judgment.
因为神的审判是根据他的公义。
Because he judges according to his righteousness.
意思就是，若是没有审判，地上就没有公义。
If there's no judgment, then there's no righteousness on this earth.
若是没有审判，教会中就没有公义。
And if there's no judgment, there's no righteousness in the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们必须要明白神在地上的这个重要的作为。
So we have to understand what the critical things God is doing in this world.
也许我们要问说，神为什么要审判呢
？Maybe we'll ask the question, why does God have to judge?
我想我们必须要回到神的心意里面来看。
But we have to go back to God's will.
我们知道在神还没有创造这个整个宇宙的时候。
Before God created the whole universe,
神就有一个荣耀的心意
and He had a great desire.
所以他因着他这个心意呢，他创造了整个万有
Because of this glorious desire, He created all.
那么也创造了整个的这个是人类
Of course, He created mankind.
那我们知道这个创造呢是有意义的
Of course, this creation is meaningful.
因为呢，他为着他的儿子。
Because it was for his son.
他要在地上建立教会。
He wanted to build his church on this earth.
他让他的儿子做元首，让教会做身体。
And make his son as the head and church the body.
所以在神的计划里面呢，他借着这么样一个人呢，能够把他自己呢完全彰显在整个宇宙里面。
So in his great great plan that through his son he can manifest his will in the universe.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们作为基督徒，我们千万不要把这些东西当作是很。玄妙的事情。
As Christians, let's not just treat these things as something abstract.
若不是为着神的这个心意
，if it weren't for God's desire or will,
根本就不可能有你我的存在。
Then you and I would never existed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters,
神今天在地上最大的一个工作
，so the greatest task or act that God is performing
就是要建立教会，为着基督
is to build the church for Christ.
那么神怎么样建立这个教会呢
？But how does God Build the church.
神要求教会中间那个中心和内容都必须是基督的自己。
And he required the center and content of church be Christ himself.
所以在哥罗西书里面
So in Colossians.
那么、
Sorry.
那里呢圣经很清楚告诉我们在教会里面基督是一切又在一切之内。
And it tells us in Colossians that Christ is all and in all.
也可以说呢，教会呢，它是用基督来这成分建立起来。
We can say that church is built upon Christ.
又就是说在我们如果用那个圣殿用房屋来说明的话
，If we liken the holy temple as a house,
每一个部分都应该是基督。
And every component should be Christ himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
这是神的心意
This is what God desires.
但是我们晓得神的心意还没有实行的时候
But before his desire is implemented,
那么仇敌就来做了破坏的工作
And we know the enemy is doing
destructive work. 他把许多错误的东西带到这个世界里面
And he brought all these erroneous things to the world.
弟兄姊妹因此呢地上的光景就变得非常的混杂了
So that the whole world becomes very confused.
我们不仅看见这个世界很混杂。
Not only we see this world being very chaotic.
弟兄姊妹，我想 尤其到了今天，我们对今天这个世界，我们里面实在感觉这个世界很混乱。
So we can really appreciate when we say that this today's world is really chaotic.
啊，人一天到晚在那里喊着要公义，要公义，一点公义都没有。
Even though everybody is crying for justice, but there's no justice.
各行其事。
And everyone does his own way.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界不仅是混乱。
Not only this world is chaotic.
就是连神的教会。
But even God's church.
我们看见教会里面也是非常的混乱。
We know there's a lot of chaos in God's church.
越到末了的时代。
As we approach the end days.
圣经的预言告诉我们，
As the Bible prophesies,
教会要经历更多仇敌的攻击。
The church will go through a lot of attack from the enemy.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
很多神的儿女们常常叹息。
A lot of God's children are sighing.
哎呀，我们到社会里面去的时候，觉得真是乱得不得了。
And when we enter the world, we feel it's very chaotic.
哎呀，结果回到教会里面的也是乱得不得了。
But as we return to church, it's the same thing.
我们好像找不到什么安息的所在一样。
It's like that we cannot find a place of rest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌的工作。
Dear brothers and sisters.This is the work of
the devil.
Because Satan is creating all these chaos.
就是要把神的工作弄得乱七八糟的。
He wants to mess up God's work.
把许多错误的东西带到神的百姓当中。
He brought a lot of erroneous things into God's people.
当然我们晓得仇敌攻击的哈，圣经给我们看主要的一个，第一个是用罪。
Of course, the way that our enemy attacks us is through our sins.
所以当撒旦把罪带到人中间的时候，
So when Satan brought sin into this world,
我们看见这个整个世界的光景就乱了。
We see that the whole world situation changed.
我们要被提醒。
We have to be reminded.
虽然我们已经蒙恩得救了，
Even though we've been saved,
我们的罪曾经呢被主的血所洗净。
All our sins have been cleansed by God's Christ, our Lord's blood.
但是那个罪的性质仍旧在我们的里面。
But the attribute, the characteristics of sin are still
remaining. 所以你看见罪有的时候在教会里面仍旧是会显出来的。
So we still see sin manifested.In church.
在我们的生活中人就会显出来的。
The same in our lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在希腊文里面啊。
In Hebrew.
这个罪这个字啊。
The word sin.
那不是光不是光。
In Greek.
不是光指人这个指的杀人放火说的。
Not just talk about the crimes that people commit.
我们传福音的时候常常用这样的说法。
When we have gospel meter, we will explain sin this way.
希腊文这个罪这个字。
In Greek, the word sin.
它原文的意思就是失不中地。
The original meaning is missing the mark.
你像射箭一样，你射不到那个靶子。
It's just like when you shoot an arrow, you miss the mark.
那么它还有一个意思就是把你引到错误的里面去。
And there's another meaning for the word sin is to guide you into mistakes.
所以我们现在就很明白魔鬼为什么要把罪带到人中间去。
So now we can appreciate why Satan brought sin into this world.
因为罪一进来的话呢
？Because as soon as sin enters,
我们就不知道做人的目的是什么。
Then we lost the meaning of being a human being.
做人的意义是什么都不知道。
Lost the significance of being alive.
并且呢，我们的生活呢，充满了各式各样的错误。
And our lives filled with all kinds of errors.
那么今天早晨我们弟兄讲到，我们里面的人呢，跟我们这个外面人常常打仗。
And this morning our brother told us that there's a big struggle between our outer man and inner man.
我们晓得，我们蒙恩得救之后呢，我们跟这个罪好像一直都还在打仗。
You know, after we are saved, we continue this battle against our sin.
神的儿女们走就迷糊了。
And as we walk along the way, we get confused.
哎呀，我们的生命中充满很多的错误。
And our life are filled with all kinds of mistakes.
弟兄姊妹，这都是罪所带进来的影响。
All this are brought in by sin.
撒旦用罪来破坏神的工作。
So Satan used sin to destroy God's work.
所以罪必须受审判。
So sin must be judged.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上。
Jesus Christ.As word becoming flesh,
弟兄姊妹，为我们的罪受了审判。
For our sins, he was judged.
因为罗马书告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
Because Romans tells us that the wages of sin is death.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些罪人是该死的。
All we as sinners, we deserve to die.
我们感谢主，他为我们受了苦。
But we praise the Lord, he suffered for us.
让罪集中在他的身上，为我们受审判。
All our sins were carried by him.
所以今天我们可以靠着主的血能够把我们的罪洗得洁净。
So by Christ's blood, our sins can be cleansed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我想这个都是我们蒙恩得救所清楚救恩的故事。
So we all understand this is our salvation experience.
但是我们要知道，虽然这个很基本，但是非常的重要。
But even though these things are very fundamental, but they are very critical.
所以我们的一生都要活在主宝血的保护底下。
So throughout our life, we must live under the protection of our Lord Lord's blood.
任何一个时候罪在我们身上得到地位，都会把我们带到错误里面去。
Whenever sin takes control over our lives, it will carry us into something terrible.
也会把主的心意破坏。
And it will also destroy God's desire.
魔鬼不仅用罪啊。
Satan not only uses sin,
他也用肉体。
He also uses flesh.
我们知道我们的肉体也必须受审判。
Our flesh must be judged.
所以主耶稣在肉身为我们上了十字架。
So in flesh he went to cross for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
那个义的代替不义的。
The righteous was used to substitute the unrighteous.
我们要感谢主。
We need to praise the Lord.
我们的肉体若不经过十字架。
Now, if our flesh does not go through the cross.
我们就不可能得蒙拯救。
Then we cannot be saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们的肉身中有多少败坏的天性。
So how much ugliness and how much evil things in our lives.
肉体最大的一个表现就是己啊。
You know that the greatest manifestation of the flesh is self.It's self-centeredness.
就是我愿怎样说我就怎样说。
I say whatever I like to say.
我愿怎样做就怎样做。
I do whatever I like.
我高兴去哪里就去哪里。
I go wherever I want to go.
我高兴不做我就不做。
If I don't want to do this, I don't do this.
弟兄姊妹，我们人的己在我们里面控制我们。
Lord, brother and sister, our self controls us in our life.
所以达比弟兄讲得很好啊。
So brother Darby put it this way, very
人的己就是仇敌的工厂。
He says ourselves.Is the factory of Satan.
撒旦在哪里做工呢？
Where does Satan work?
就做工在我们的肉体里面。
And he works in our flesh.
我们都能有经验。
We have all these experiences.
我们看见肉体在我们的生命中，在基督徒属灵生命中造成多大的伤害和破坏。
We know how much harm the flesh has brought us in Christian's life.
有的时候我们破坏了自己的生活，有时候伤害了别人。
Sometimes we harm our own life. Sometimes we harm others.
感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
主把十字架给我们。
Because he has given us the cross.
我们可以借着十字架来对付我们的肉体。
Through cross, we can conquer, we can deal with our flesh.
叫仇敌没有办法利用我们的肉体来破坏神的工作。
So that our enemy cannot take advantage of flesh to destroy God's work.
所以肉体需要受审判。
So the flesh must be judged.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
就撒旦用世界来攻击。
Satan will use the world to attack us
来混乱主的教会
and confuse the Lord's church.
哎呀，今天我们已经感觉到这个世界的事物大量的进到教会里面。
And we can feel very, very clearly that all these worldly things have been brought into the church.
我们实在成了瞎眼的人。
We really have become blind.
我记得我年轻的时候啊。
When I was much younger.
就这个教会中啊，好像对于世界这种东西的对付是很厉害的。
And there was a great diligence in the church.In dealing with worldly things.
但是这些年过来之后呢
But after all these years,
教会对世界不仅是没有对付啊
Not only church is not dealing with worldliness,
教会开着大门欢迎世界进来
The church even opens the door to welcome the world to come in.
所以世界的方法世界的经验统统进到教会里面
We are bringing all kinds of things from the world, how we do things, and how we experience.
产生的结果是什么呢
So what happens?
就把世界把教会弄成变成世界化世俗的教会
And the church becomes very worldly
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们晓得因为仇敌在这里混乱神的工作
Because Satan is doing the confusing work
所以因此我们的神呢他要来审判
That's why God needs to judge this world
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
审判的意思
What does judgment mean?
就是要回复神所要正确的东西
The judge is to recover, to restore according to God's desire
把一切错误的东西呢统统把它除去
Getting rid of all these mistakes
弟兄姊妹或者我们再讲得更清楚一点
So maybe put it more clearly
神在教会里面那是用基督作为审判的标准
And in churchGod judges according to the standard of Christ.
这个是个绝对的公义。
This is the absolute righteousness.
那意思说，凡是不出于基督的
，if anything that's not of Christ，
或者不是基督的
，or if that's not belong to Christ，
通通要被除去。
All those will be purified, will be gotten rid of.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
因为神要得着教会作为他儿子的 一个匹配。
Because God wants to get hold of church to adorn His Son.
所以因此我们才看见今天神在地上在教会中有审判的事情。
That's why we see that God is judging, He's carrying out His judgment within the church today.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is a very, very critical matter.
假使没有神的审判。
Without God's judgment,
我们不知道什么是对，什么是错的。
Then we do not have any sense of what's right, what's wrong.
假使没有神的审判，
Without God's judgment,
我们就可能把仇敌所要的东西带到教会里面。
It's very likely we will bring what pleases our enemy into the church.
结果把教会整个把它破坏了。
And totally destroy the church.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
以诺看见的两个审判，
And Enoch saw two kinds of judgment.
那个性质上是一样的。
In nature, they are the same.
一个是在时间中的审判。
One was carried out in time.
弟兄姊妹们，第二个乃是将来有的审判。
The second was a future judgment.
所以我们今天呢，如果没有被神审判了。
So today, if we are not being judged by God.
弟兄姊妹，你将来还要被神审判。
In the future, we will be.
啊，所以当我们读这个使徒行传的时候。
So when we read the book of Acts.
我们看见这个亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉两个人被审判了。
So we saw how Ananias and his wife, Sapphira were judged.
哎呀，我们就觉得这个这个很可怕。
And we thought that was a very terrible thing.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why did God, do this?
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
不要忘记。
Don't we forget.
今天神没有审判我们。
God is not judging us today,
将来还要受审判的。
But in the future, we will be judged by Him.
所以圣经告诉我们说呢，有的人的那个罪是立刻就显明被审判。
Bible tells us, for some, their sins are judged right away.
那么有的人的罪呢，是追着来的。
And for others, their sins will follow them.
可能有很多人一直要到主耶稣降临在审判台前，说这一大堆罪才通通通通。
Maybe for some, all their sins throughout life will be judged on the final day.
我常常有时候被这些话那么惊醒。
A lot of times I was startled by these things.
我们不要侥幸说，哎呦，感谢主，今天还没有审判呢。
Last night, not trying to be.To feel lucky that the Lord is not judging me today.
弟兄姊妹，你要回头看看，可能一大串。
You have to look behind you. Maybe you are carrying all your sins with you.
跟着来的。
And they will follow you.
所以今天我们就要仰望主审判的亮光。
So we have to wait upon the Lord to see the enlightenment of his judgment.
我记得我蒙恩得救的时候。
When I was first saved, I remember.
开头得救啊，觉得信了耶稣了，很喜乐，也无所谓啊。
I had a lot of joy and really did not pay too much attention.
但是1959年的夏天。
But in the summer of 1959.
在一个青年的聚会里面。
During a youth retreat.
弟兄姊妹，那天主的光临到我。
That day, God's light came upon me.
一直到今天我的印象都很深刻。
I still can remember it vividly today.
那个时候我很年轻，
I was really young.
才十几岁啊。
I was in my teen years.
但是因为主的爱的缘故，
Because God's love,
他把我从小所犯的罪啊都显出来了。
And He showed me all the sins I've committed.
一下子间都显出来。
And all of a sudden I saw them all.
我就忍受不住，我就大声的呼喊了。
And I couldn't help myself, but I cried out.
我说主啊，赦免我。
I said, Lord, forgive me.
求你洁净我。
Please cleanse me.
感谢主啊。
Praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在那一天，我得到一个很大的平安。
So on that day, I had this great peace.
所以在以后的日子里面。
So the days after.
我们也犯了无数的错误。
Of course, I committed many, many mistakes.
在我们的生命中有许许多多的污点。
And we have many, many, I've done many evil things.
我们甚至有时候在主面前真是得罪他。
And a lot of times that we went against, the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当主的光临到你的时候。
But when the light of the Lord shining upon you.
你要立刻向主认罪。
And you have to confess your sins right away.
血把它洁净。
And asking the Lord's blood to cleanse you.
最好我们来到主跟前向他祷告。
And I think it's best for us to pray to him.
主啊，求你把我那些隐而未显的罪统统把它洗。
Lord, help us to cleanse all the hidden sins in my life.
我愿意今天就到审判台前。
And I'm willing to be judged today.
我不要那一天来到基督的台前再受审判。
I don't want to wait till that I come before the judgment seat of Christ.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们什么时候越多从我们的错误，从我们的罪中得释放，
the more we are relieved or released from the bondage of our sin, and then our life becomes more meaningful, and our life can be more pleasing to the Lord. But if we keep on carrying all the difficulties and our mistakes, this will hurt not only your own life, and it will also impact so that you cannot serve the Lord effectively.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
别人不知道的,
other people may not know,
你自己知道,
but you know yourself.
主也知道,
of course, the Lord knows.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
我们的神是审判的神,
our God is a God of judgment.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的主,
we need to thank our Lord.
他在审判的时候以怜悯为念,
and when he judged with mercy.
所以今天我们如果能经过他的审判,
so if we can go through or come before his judgment,
对我们是一个极大的拯救,
this is a great salvation.
所以以赛亚, 在那里呼喊说, 耶和华, 我在你行审判的路上迎接你。
That's why Isaiah cried out, Our Lord, I meet you face to face in the way of your judgment.
今天我们要明白这个审判的意义。
So we have to understand the significance of judgment.
我们对主说,
we have to tell the Lord,
主啊, 求你在我们的生命中, 在我们的生活里,
we have to say to the Lord, Lord, in our life and our daily lives,
把一切不出于你的事物统统把它赶出出去。
Please rid of all those things that are not pleasing to you.
让你的自己在我们里面天天的增加。
So that you may increase in us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
所以你看今天如果我们不能够活在这个审判的光中,
so if we cannot live in the light of judgment today,
有一天我们就来到审判台前。
One day we have to come before the judgment throne.
我曾经讲过, 在新约圣经里面, 至少有八次提到,
I have mentioned to you that at least 8 times judgment was mentioned in New Testament.
将来,
in the future,
我们个人要按照个人的行为受报应,
and we will be judged according to what we have done.
弟兄姊妹, 我们要感谢主,
dear brothers and sisters, we really need to thank the Lord.
在我们蒙恩得救的那一刹那,
and the instant that we were saved,
主是已经赦免我们,
God has forgiven us.
主已经把我们洗得干净,
he has cleansed us.
主也让他的灵住在我们里面,
and he let his spirit dwell in us.
我们已经重生得救,
and we are born again.
但是呢, 我们在这一生的日子中跟随主说, 我们还会犯很多错,
but in our whole life in following him, we make many mistakes.
所以我们不仅一次在 基督所受到的那个大审判里面, 我们得着释放,
not only in the judgment which come upon Christ, we were relieved.
这是非常重要的一步,
this is a very critical step.
但是我们也不能忘记, 将来我们还要面临另外一个审判,
but let's not forget that we will face a different judgment in the future.
那个是对着我们的行为,
that has to do with how we do things.
神说要施行的审判,
and God will judge us, judge our deeds.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢主,
we need to thank the Lord.
在跟随主的路上,
in our following him,
不仅我们有时候自己会容易犯错误,
not only we often make mistakes,
那么有时候我们要忠心跟随主,
we want to follow him faithfully,
你也会遭受很多的这种的难处,
sometimes you run into difficulties,
有的时候人误解你了,
sometimes people misunderstand you,
委屈你了,
sometimes they treat you unfairly,
逼迫你了,
sometimes they persecute you,
甚至辱骂你了,
they insult you,
甚至呢做很多事情破坏你了,
and they do things to destroy your reputation.
弟兄姊妹, 那些真正认识爱主的人,
but those who truly know who love the Lord, they will suffer for these things.
但是我们看见有些基督徒, 他们在主的跟前, 他们不为自己伸冤,
but you know, we have seen many Christians before the Lord, they do not argue for themselves,
公义的主啊,
because they know the just God,
最后还有一个审判,
because at the end there will be another final judgment.
这些年我们在侍奉上面,
so when we serve the Lord all these years,
常常碰见很多弟兄姊妹们在这里争, 我对你错, 对吧?
A lot of times we argue who's right, who's wrong.
我常常想, 不需要争的,
and I often think, you know, why do we argue so much?
这有什么好争的呢?
You know, what's the big deal?
最后还要到审判台前,
because we all have to come before the judgment.
就是今天你言语上你争对了, 有什么益处?
So if you win the argument,
到那天主说你错了,
what Suppose God would tell you, no, you were wrong at that time.
你可能要受到更大的一个惩罚，对不对？
Maybe you will suffer greater penalty.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
让我们在这里学习跟随主。
Let us learn how to follow him.
我们把我们的眼睛定在主身上。
Let us focus our sight on him.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we have to thank God.
因为这个最后的审判。
Because of the final judgment.
这叫许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们得安慰。
So this has brought a lot of comfort to those who love the Lord.
但是我们要记得。
But we have to remember one
thing. 这个审判。
This judgment.
叫那些不爱主不走正路的人会遭受很大的亏损。
To those who do not follow the Lord in the right way, they will suffer.
所以我们今天需要活在这个审判的光底下。
So we must live, in the light of judgment.
我们不向仇敌妥协。
So we will not compromise with the enemy.
我们也不要向自己妥协。
We should not compromise with ourselves.
我们也不要向世界妥协。
We should not compromise with the world.
因为这些都是仇敌所利用的一些工具呢，是为了破坏我们，破坏主的工具。
Because all these are tools used by our enemy to destroy God's work in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神为着达到他的心意，
In order that his desire may be fulfilled,
神今天在地上一个很重要的作为就是审判。
So he does one thing very critical, that is, to judge.
那么以诺在他生马土撒拉的时候，
So when Enoch had a son, Methuselah,
他看见了将要面临这个世界的审判。
He foresaw the coming judgment of the world.
他更在神的启示里面，
So in God's revelation,
看见将来最末了的审判。
He saw the final and future and final judgment.
所以这个以诺呢也成为圣经中的头一个先知。
So Enoch became the first prophet in the Bible.
他说预言讲到将来的事情。
He prophesied the future event.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So dear brothers and sisters,
以诺在他的生命中所看见的是神的审判。
What Enoch saw in his life was God's judgment.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
因着这个审判的看见，
Because he saw this judgment,
在以诺的生命中产生一个很重大的一个影响。
So there was a great impact, a great effect, on his life.
这个影响是什么呢？
What was the effect on his life?
他就起来开始与神同行。
And he got up and walked with the Lord.
他知道他如果要逃脱将来的那个审判，
He knew that in order to, not be judged in the final judgment,
他必须要学会今天就能够与神同行。
He had to learn today, to walk with God.
我想对于与神同行这件事情啊，
When we talk about walking with God,
我们有很多神的儿女们可能也不是十分的明白。
I think that many God's children do not fully comprehend.
甚至有些基督徒啊，把这个与神同行这件事情呢看得非常的浪漫。
And sometimes some Christians will look at walking with God as something romantic.
不晓得你们有没有唱过这样一首歌。
I wonder whether you have seen this song.
这个歌啊在今天基督教里面还蛮出名的。
And this is quite well known among Christians.
他说呢，我与主在花园里面这个同行。
I walk with God in the garden.
四周围都是玫瑰花。
And all these roses surrounding us.
然后我跟主啊这个细语。
And we whisper together.
你唱这个歌的时候啊觉得很美丽啊。
And you can see a beautiful picture.
当然弟兄姊妹有很多的时候可能我们也会有一点这样的经历啊。
Of course sometimes we do, have this type of experience.
但请我们记得。
But let's not forget.
与神同行不是跟主在花园里面散步。
Walking with God is not a walk in the garden.
这个与神同行是需要付代价的。
Because we have to pay a price in walking with God.
早晨我们的弟兄已经告诉我们。
Our brother shared with us this morning.
因着属灵的看见。
Because of spiritual seeing.
而产生那个真正的信心。
There came the true faith.
但是这个信心下面是要付代价的。
But there's a price to pay.
然后我们才能够进入那个实际。
Then we can enter into the reality.
所以以诺所付的代价是什么呢？
So what price did Enoch pay?
就看见他与神同行。
We saw he walked with the Lord.
那么我们要怎么样的与神同行呢？
How do we walk with God?
弟兄姊妹，你知道以诺的这个名字意思是什么吗？
Do you know what the name Enoch means?
这个以诺的意思的名字就是奉献。
Means offering or dedication.
对 ,dedication.
Dedication.
还有一个意思就是受约束。
Another meaning is being constrained.
所以他的名字呢 正好说明了那个与神同行的经历。
So his name, the meaning of his name really describes his experience in walking with God.
我们要与神同行。
We must walk with God.
第一个，你必须要奉献。
Number one, you have to dedicate yourself.
什么叫奉献呢？
What does it mean to dedicate yourself?
我们昨天已经讲过一点。
We talked about this last night.
那么再讲一个简单的意义。
So let me bring out another meaning.
奉献的意思就是把你的主权交出来。
Dedication means you turn over your ownership.
你自己不做主。
You are not your own boss anymore.
让他做主。
You let him be your boss.
弟兄姊妹，你要与神同行吗？
Do you want to walk with God?
你必须要把自己交出来。
You have to turn over yourself.
如果你不能把自己交出来，
If you are not willing to do so,
你就没有办法能够与神同行。
Then there's no way you can walk with God.
不仅把自己交出来，
Not only you turn over your ownership,
你还要受他的约束。
And you have to be constrained by him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以一个人要真正的与神同行，
So if one truly wants to walk with God,
他必须奉献，
He has to dedicate,
他必须受约束，
He has to be constrained.
我们看见门徒们跟随主就是这样。
So this is how the disciples follow Christ.
当他们与主同行的时候，
When they were walking with God,
他们必须把他们的主权交出来。
They have to turn over their ownership.
然后呢，他们要受主的约束。
And then they will be constrained by God, by the Lord.
我们读四福音书的时候，我们看见这些门徒们跟随主啊，虽然是跟着主一同走路，但是相当不容易啊。
In four Gospels, we see how the disciples walk and live with our Lord. It was not easy.
他们是有个心愿把自己奉献给主。
Sure, they desire to offer themselves to God.
但是常常有的时候呢，他们就自己跑出来了，吩咐主啊。
But a lot of times their own self will come out and order Christ.
我想四福音书里面这个彼得是最突出的一个人。
Of course we saw Peter, how he was the most prominent one.
他常常教主做什么事情。
Oftentimes he would tell our Lord to do this and do that.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要笑他。
Let's not laugh at him.
我们常常也是这样教主。
Don't we do this also?
我们对主，主啊，你要做这个做那个。
We tell the Lord, Lord, you must do this, you must do that.
哎，你这样做就有荣耀。
And if you do this, then you have glory.
我们很会吩咐我们的主啊。
You know, it's very easy for us to command God.
一个真正奉献给主的人。
A truly dedicated person.
他是要尊主为主的。
He has to honor God as his master.
他把他的主权完全交出来。
Because he offer.
主叫他做什么，他就做。
Offer his ownership completely. He do whatever. He will do whatever the God wants him to do.
并且他要完全受主的约束。
And he will be controlled and constrained by God.
他没有自己的计划。
He does not have any his own plan.
没有自己的定规。
He does not have any specific planning.
他不做自己的事情。
And he will not do anything for his own sake.
所以主曾经说过。
For himself.
若有人要跟从我。
So Jesus once said that if you want to follow me.
我在哪里，他要在哪里。
He will be where I will be.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们今天呢，尤其在侍奉上，很多时候啊，我们不是要求与神同行，是要求神与我们同行。
A lot of times in our serving him, it's not that we want to walk with God, but we want God to walk with us.
很多时候我已经计划好了我要去哪里。
A lot of times I have already set the plan where I want to go.
有时候飞机票都已经买好。
A lot of times I have already bought the airline tickets.
那边呢，人家也通通已经约好。
And all the arrangements have been already made.
然后就开始跪下来祷告。
And then we start to pray.
主啊，求你与我同去。
Lord, please walk with me.
你到处都听见这样的祷告。
We hear this a lot.
主啊，你与我同去。
Lord, please go with me.
请你与我同去。
Please go with me.
你要去我才有力量。
If you don't, you go so that I can be, I have strength.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是我们约束主呢？
Do we constrain the Lord?
还是我们受主的约束？
Or we are being constrained by him?
弟兄姊妹，甚至有的时候，
A lot of times,
是那个工作是需要我们去的。
Yeah, it is true that we need to go to do certain ministry.
我们常常也是这样祷告。
And we pray.
主啊， Lord, 求你与我同去。
Please go with me.
这个祷告听起来是蛮不错的。
It sounds very good.
那么好不好？今天晚上啊，我们要把这个祷告修正一下。
Maybe today let's correct ourselves.
我们怎么修正呢？
How do we correct ourselves?
我们说主啊，是因为你要去做工。
We should pray that Lord, because you want to do this.
所以你要带我去。
So you will bring me along.
我就与你同行。
Then I will walk with you.
主啊，让我与你同行。
Lord, let me walk with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要受主的约束。
We need to be constrained by the Lord.
今天是我们要与他同工。
Today we want to work with him.
我们不是要为他做工。
We do not work for him.
我们不能要求神与我们同行，或者勉强他与我们同行。
We cannot ask or compel God to walk with us.
所以，如果我们要真正的与神同行
，If we truly walk with God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要奉献。
We have to dedicate ourselves.
必须要把我们自己主权完全交。
We have to turn over our ownership to him.
使徒彼得
，Apostle Peter.
在他最后的日子
，during his final days.
当他在罗马那个时候，罗马帝国开始逼迫基督徒、杀害基督徒的时候
，When the Christians were being persecuted and murdered.
啊，那个时候彼得呢，已经逃出了罗马城。
Peter has escaped out of Rome.
啊，这件事情呢是一个传说。
This was a legend.
我不知道那个真实性有多少，但是我相信有可能性。
We don't know how true this legend is, but I think it's very likely.
所以
very probable.
彼得就在那个人群中间一起逃出那个罗马城。
So he was escaping among the great crowd.
但是出到罗马城外没有多远的时候呢
？So after shortly after they left the city of Rome.
他正在休息时，忽然之间主向他显现。
During a rest, the Lord appeared to him.
他就看见主啊往前走。
He saw God, the Lord walking ahead.
他就问主说：“主啊，你去哪里？”
So he asked the Lord, "Lord, where are you going?"
主说：“我进城。”
The Lord says, "I'm going to the city."
彼得里面立刻清楚。
And then he was awakened.
所以彼得站起来。
So he got up.
转过方向进城。
And he turned around, and Peter went into the city.
结果他在那里被捕。
And he was captured.
那后来就被杀。
And he was murdered. He was killed.
据传说他是被倒钉十字架。
The legend tells us that he was nailed upside down on the cross.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
与神同行。
Walking with God.
是需要付代价的。
Takes great price.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当然了。
Of course.
我们的主是慈爱的主。
Our God is a merciful God.
你跟着主在一起。
If you follow him and be with him.
在他的同在里面总是非常大的享受。
Of course, you enjoy a lot. You enjoy a great deal in his presence.
但是我们晓得主耶稣基督走路乃是为着要成全神的心。
Because we know the reason Jesus Christ took the walk is to fulfill his father's plan.
那么在这条道路上面。
So on this way.
有许许多多的艰难。
And there's a lot of difficulty.
有许许多多的困难。
A lot of suffering.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters.
今天如果我们要看见将来有的那个审判
So if we want to see the future judgment
要学以诺一样
We have to learn from Enoch
因为你只有
to walk with God
你只有与神同行
Only when we walk with God
弟兄姊妹你蒙保守
Then you can be kept
你不会做得罪神的事情
Then you will not do anything that will be offensive
你不会做那些错误的事
Then you will not make mistakes
你跟神走在一起啊
When you walk with God,
这个魔鬼就不敢跟你走。
Satan would not come near you.
所以你不跟主走啊。
So if you don't walk with him,
哎，魔鬼就高兴了。
And then, Satan is very happy.
魔鬼说：“我来跟你走啊。”
He says, "Let me accompany you."
那弟兄姊妹，我们就没有好日子了。
Then there will be terrible. That will be very terrible.
所以有主跟我们在一起。
So when we walk with God,
这是。何等大的一个恩典
To have God with us, what a blessing.
大家都很熟悉弥迦书第六章第八节的话
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
那里讲到这个神要求我们与神同行
It talks about God asks us to walk with him.
怎么样的能够 与神同行呢
How can we walk with him?
弥迦在这里讲了几件事情
He has several things Micah mentioned
要行公义
Do righteous things
好怜悯
And be merciful
存谦卑的心
And have humility
我想这个很多基督徒都会背这个话
Of course we all memorize these things
但是请我们记得这个话呢不是我们所想象的那种的用法
But let us remember that these things may not beHow we normally think they should be utilized.
我们想说我们要行公义，弟兄姊妹们，那么我们就可以与神同行。
And we think that if we act justly, then we can walk with God.
不是的。
No.
那是基督是我们的义。
Because Christ is our righteousness.
我们跟随主耶稣基督。
We follow him.
你就自然行义。
And then of course you act justly.
因为你跟着主在一起，你不可能行不义的事情。
If you are with Christ, there's no way you can act unjustly.
因为主是公义的。
Because he is
他走的路是公义的路，
just,
对不对？
He walks the way of justice.
所以我们只要跟着主耶稣基督，你就行义。
So long as we walk with him, then we will act justly.
哎呀，我们说要好怜悯。
And to love mercy.
从前我们没有怜悯心。
We were merciless.
现在多一点怜悯。
Now we are merciful.
啊，天天送菜，这家送那家送啊。
Maybe we will cook for this family and that family.
啊，把这个衣服给这个给那个。
And you give away your belongings to this and that.
我们晓得世界上也有很多人也做这种善事。
Well, there are many people in this world who do charitable things too.
不，主不是要我们这样做法。
I don't think God wants us to do it this way.
乃是你活在基督的里面。
But if we live in Christ,
弟兄姊妹，主会告诉你怎么做。
And Christ will tell you what to do.
当你听主的话去做的时候，
When you obey him,
你把主的怜悯带给人。
And then you bring Christ's mercy to people.
啊，存谦卑的心。
And walk humbly.
哎呀，我们一直觉得我们很骄傲。
We feel very prideful.
当然，骄傲的人是不可能跟主同行。
Of course, prideful people cannot walk with Christ.
所以因此呢，我们就开始在那里要表现谦卑。
So we try to learn to act humbly. Act humble.
我实在发现在基督徒中间我们有很多人真的照字面上就是在那里学习。
You know, many Christians will learn to live a life according to the word superficially.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
But dear brothers and sisters,
这个谦卑是主的性格。
Humility is really a character of the Lord.
我们活在主的里面。
If we live in Christ,
容让主的生命在我们的里面表现。
Let his life manifest itself.
你自然就变得很谦卑。
Then very naturally you become humble.
啊，所以我们与神同行。
So walking with God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
是他怎样走，我们在他的生命中。
Is how we follow him in his life.
这样子，弟兄姊妹们。
In this way, brothers and sisters,
我们才能够把基督所要的表现出来。
Then we can act out what Jesus would act out.
这样我们就能够逃脱仇敌的诡计。
Then we can get rid of the cunning schemes of our enemy.
不容许撒旦在我们身上做破坏的工作。
So that Satan has no way to destroy in our lives.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
特别在今天这个末后的时代，
In these end days,
地上的光景非常的混乱。
We know there's chaos in this world.
有很多时候神的儿女不知道怎么样往前走。
So many God's children do not know how to move forward.
我们好像常常来到岔道上面。
It's like that we always come to this fork in the road.
好像这里有路，那里也有路。
There's a way, there's another way.
到底要怎么样走呢？
So which way should I choose?
弟兄姊妹们，你要跟着主走。
We have to follow him.
主已经住在我们的里面。
Because the Lord lives in us.
所以主若给我们平安。
So if God, Lord give us peace.
我们就可以跟着主往前。
Then we can follow him
forward. 如果里面不平安。
If we do not have peace.
我们就千万不要做。
Then let's not do it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是主今天在这个末了的时代中间要给我们的带领。
So in these final day, end days, this is how the Lord wants to lead us.
但是我们看见以诺是何等的不容易。
But we see how challenging a life Eno had.
他与神同行多久呢？三百年。
How long did he walk with God? 300 years.
啊，并且圣经告诉我们，他是生儿养女。
And he had many children.
他是在家庭的生活里面。
He also lived a family life.
啊，有很多人呢，常常想说，哦，以诺那天从家里就跑出去了。
Many people imagine that Eno must have left his family.
他就与神同行去了。
Because he was leaving to walk with God.
他也不顾家了。
And he just forsook his family.
啊，我们有的爱主的弟兄姊妹真是这样做的。
Some brothers and sisters who love the Lord, they do exactly this. They have done this.
以诺的同行是在家庭的生活里面。
But Eno's walking with God was lived out in his daily life.
生儿养女的。
And he had children.
那么他在那里与神同行。
And he was walking at same time with God.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
他生马土撒拉，
He gave birth to Methuselah,
带来非常大的一个激励，
And gave him a great encouragement.
我们真是很稀奇，这个冲击是这么厉害。
We are amazed how big an impact that this
had given him. 觉醒
啊， this gave him a great awakening.
我相信这两天在这里聚会啊，
I believe that in these 2 days meetings,
可能我们也受到激励。
Maybe we are encouraged.
啊，这两天弟兄姊妹都在立志，我们现在回去做与神同行。
And we have this strong conviction that when we go home, I will walk with God.
感谢主了，也真的与主同行，可能只有三天。
Maybe we walk with him for only 3 days.
有的呢可能三个礼拜、
maybe 3 weeks for some、
如果能走上三年那就不错了
and it would be great if someone can walk with God for 3 years
但是以诺是三百年
but Enoch did it for 300 years
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这个三百年的意思、
what does 300 years mean
就是超过了我们这个人的一生的年限
it exceeded our lifespan right
我们不可能活到三百年
because no one can live 300 years
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
your brothers and sisters
我常常发现有些弟兄姊妹们蒙恩被主呼召
and sometimes when our brothers and sisters are called by the Lord
哎呀开头看见神永远的旨意
and they saw God's perfect will
看见神荣耀的计划
and they saw his glorious plan
那我们立定心志跟随主
so that we made up a mind to follow him
有的人走了十年那已经很不错了
and some people follow the Lord for 10 years
骗出去了
but then they start to deviate
是20年骗出去了
and maybe after 20 years they digress
30年骗出去了
maybe 30 years they went other different ways
如果你今天在地上的教会中看一看这种比比皆是
you see many many examples like this in God's churches today
所以以诺与神能同行300年是多么不容易的一件事情
so it was not easy for Enoch to have walked with God for 300 years
这个300年今天对于我们的意义上面来就是从始至终
so 300 years to us means from beginning to the very end
没有一天改变
not a single day that we will change our mind
没有一天偏离的
and not a single day we will digress
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters
主的确回来的日子非常近
we know that the days of Christ's return is near
我们可能不需要再走多少年
maybe we do not have to walk with him for too many years
这几天我们能够从主领受恩典能够在我们里面产生这种激励嘛
These few days that we can receive God's grace and blessing to be encouraged by how he's saying to us. We have to follow him, walk with him closely.
我们有首诗歌讲得很好。
There's a great hymn.
有的人像门徒们最后主耶稣上十字架之前一样。
Many people are like the end stage of the disciples before Christ went onto the cross.
就是远远跟随不甚明朗。
They follow afar.
我们今天是不是这样的情形呢?
Are we like them?
还是我们跟随主跟得很紧呢?
Or do we follow him closely?
我们真的做他的同伴呢?
Are we really his close companion?
弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们读新约圣经的时候,
When we read the New Testament,
我们发现哈,这个使徒们呢,在两千年前,将近两千年前,
Almost 2,000 years ago, the Lord's disciples,
他们已经强烈地感觉主快回来了。
And they felt that the Lord's second coming was near.
所以你看见保罗的书信里面他讲主已经近，对吧？主已经近。
In Paul's epistles, we read the Lord's day is coming.
啊，这个彼得的书信也是这样的。
Same thing in Peter's epistles.
感觉好像主马上就要来了。
It makes you feel that the Lord is coming any day.
他们的经历就像以诺一样。
And their experience was much like Enoch's experience.
那个审判还在969年以后呢。
Even though the judgment was 969 years later.
但是呢，以诺里面已经产生一个大的一个改变。
But there was a great change in Enoch's life inside him.
给他一个极大的力量。
It greatly strengthened him.
叫他与神同行三百年。
Now that helped him to walk with God for 300 years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们要求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
基督徒跟随主啊。
When we follow Christ.
不是一种的冲动。
This is not by impulse.
不是一种的短暂的这种激发。
And not just for a while.
那是长时间的跟随。
But it's long suffering.
今天我们有很多基督徒啊。
Many Christians today.
这个跟随主呢。都是一阵激发起来，哇，跑得很快啊
！And on impulse, they may run after the Lord very quickly.
跑不了多久就坐在那里。
But after a short while, they sit down.
弟兄姊妹们，跟随主不是用这种方式。
This is no way to follow him.
感谢主
，Praise the Lord.
他因着这样的缘故
，For this reason，
他得着神给他一个非常大的。一个奖赏。
He gained what a great reward from the Lord.
神得着了喜悦的名证。
And God got this testimony that is pleasing to him.
那么意思说，以诺过这样的生活是讨神喜悦的生活。
And it means that the life Enoch was leading was pleasing to God.
我常常讲啊。
I have said this
often. 神的爱跟神的喜悦是有点不一样。
There's a subtle difference between God's love and what pleases Him.
神爱我们是没有条件。
And God's love is unconditional.
但是神喜悦我们是有条件。
But what pleases God is conditional.
你必须要做一些事情叫他的心满足。
There are certain things you must do to please Him.
所以保罗在世的日子他就说我们立定了心志要得神的喜悦。
Yeah, and Paul said that, as we live in this life, I have determined to do things that will be pleasing to him.
他不需要立定心志去得神的爱，因为神已经爱他。
He doesn't have to do anything or make up his mind to be determined to gain God's love because God loves him.
同样的，神是爱我们的。
The same way God loves us.
但是神能喜悦我们吗？
But do you know whether God is pleased with us?
那么以诺在被提去之前，他已经得着神喜悦他的名
证。Before Enoch was taken up by God, he was given his reward.
多么宝贵的一件事情。
What a precious story.
他是人类历史上头一个不见死的人。
So he was the first man in whole humanity who did not see death.
他就被神提去。
And he was taken up by God.
所以他是头一个被提的人。
So he was the first one taken up by God.
啊，我们都知道我们所面临这个时代呢，是一个被提的时代。
We know that we live in this era that some of us will be taken up by God.
愿我们的生活
，May our daily lives
能够有一个把握。
We have this assurance.
你觉得你得着神的喜悦。
And that we know we are pleasing him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你要这样做。
You have to do it this way.
你必须活在神审判的光底下。
You have to live under the light of his judgment.
要把我们的生活摆在主的跟前。
We offer our life and daily lives before him. Truthfully.
我们整个人在主的跟前，一切的光景都是赤露敞开的。
Because we are so transparent before God.
对神没有什么好隐瞒的。
There's nothing hidden in him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要求神的审判的光。
We need to ask for the light of judgment.
所以以诺不仅得着一个非常大的福分被神取去。
So not only Enoch was greatly blessed when he was taken up by God.
以诺的这个生活
，but his life
也突破了仇敌的死亡的一个拘禁。
Also his life conquered the bondage of the enemy's attack.
是一个得胜的生活。
He had a victorious life.
你看，在这个创世纪第五章啊
，in Genesis chapter 5，
在这里啊。从第一节到这个第十八节那里
verses 1 through 18，
这里好像有一个公式在那里。
There seems to have a formula here.
那比方说我们从第三节读亚当的这个事啊。
Let's read from verse 3.
他说亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。亚当生赛特之后又再世800年，并且生儿养女。亚当共活了930岁就死了。
When Adam had lived 130 years, he had a son in his own likeness, in his own image, and he named him Seth. After Seth was born, Adam lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Adam lived 930 years and then he died.
这个好像成了堕落的人呢一个公式。
This has become a formula for all the fallen men.
没有一个人能逃脱的。
No one can escape from this.
他说什么人活了多少岁。
So and so lives for so many years.
然后生了什么儿，生儿养女。
And he had sons and daughters.
又活了多少年。
And lived on so many years.
并且生儿养女。
And had other sons and daughters.
共活多少年。
Altogether, they lived so many years.
就死了。
And then he died.
这个是不是今天我们在地上的生活也是这样呢？
This is just like our life these days, right?
没有一个人能逃脱的。
No one is different.
这是撒旦已经立下来的一个规范。
Because this is a formula set up by Satan.
但是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
在这里有一个人。
But there was this man.
他破了仇敌的攻势。
He broke up the attack of Satan, of our enemy.
他是从仇敌所立下的这种人的规范里面头一个出来的人。
And he deviated from this formula set up by our enemy.
所以他被神提去。
So he was taken up by God.
他不见死。
He did not see death.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们从以诺的身上
So from Enoch's life,
我们应当得到教训
So we should learn some lessons.
我们看见那个属灵的看见，灵里面看见，给他的生命中带来极大的转机。
So the spiritual seeing has brought him a great change.
弟兄姊妹，属灵的看见是很重要的一件事情。
So it's very, very critical to us to have spiritual seeing.
当然，我们也需要进入我们所看见。
Of course, we need to enter what we have seen.
所以将军告诉我们，保罗有两个祷告。
So that's why Brother Kang shared with us, Paul had two prayers.
我们需要第一个祷告。
We need the first prayer.
我们需要第二个祷告。
We also need the second prayer.
你没有第一个祷告。
Without the first prayer.
你也不可能付什么代价。
Then you will not pay any price.
因为你没有看见，你付什么代价
？Because if you don't see anything, how would you be willing to pay any price? If you see it,
弟兄姊妹，我们要付点代价跟。
Then we need to pay the price of following.
我们要在主面前好好的追求。
So we need to pursue before the Lord.
求主让我们看见将来要有的审判。
Help the, we pray the Lord help us to see.See the final
judgment.
And let's learn how to follow him.
Today. And
let's don't worry about the gain.
Doesn't
matter how people look at us.
All
we want is to please our Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters.
对于我们今天最可怕的考验就是时间。
So the most terrible challenge is time.
有很多时候当这个年日延长的时候,
Sometimes when the year goes longer,
我们就人很容易疲惫。
When the days go on, we become tired.
我们很容易松懈。
And we become very loose.
我们很容易灰心。
And we become discouraged.
我们很容易变得迟缓。
And we become very slow in reaction.
只有以诺这样的看见。
So only with this seeing that Enoch has.
能使我们里面得力量。
So we can be strengthened.
所以我们要祷告。
So we need to pray.
求主让我们能看见以诺所看见。
Asking the Lord to see what Enoch saw.
弟兄姊妹，只有这个看见。
Only through this seeing.
能使我们坚持到底。
That can make us to be steadfast,
能使我们一直走到路中。
So we can endure to the end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在圣经里面,
in the Bible,
神首先让我们看见这两个人的看见。
So the Bible tells us these two initial characters, what they have seen.
亚伯看见什么是神所要的。
Abel saw what God desired.
以诺看见什么是神今天的作为。
And Enoch saw what God, how God works and what he does.
希伯来书的作者
The author of the book of Hebrews.
为的这两个人
For these two people.
加上了特别的一些的注解在
And added some, wrote some commentaries.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们看见希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章第六节那里
Verse 6
他说人非有信就不能得神的喜悦
And without faith it is impossible to please God
因为到神面前来的人必须信神是
Because anyone who comes to him must believe God is
且信他赏赐那寻求他
Also believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
信心就是一个属灵的看见
FaithIs spiritual seeing.
或者因着属灵的看见，你才会产生真正的信心。
Faith is generated through or by spiritual seeing.
我们没有这样的信心，我们就不能得神的喜悦。
Without this faith, we cannot please God.
但他这里说呢，一个原因啊。
There's a reason. There's a cause.
就是你必须要相信，第一个相信神是。
Of course, you have to believe there exists a God.
弟兄姊妹，必须看见他是一切。
You have to see that God is everything.
那么他这个一切呢，是显在基督的身上。
His everything is manifested in Christ.
所以在哥林多后书啊
，In Second Corinthians，
后书第一章二十节那里
，Chapter one, verse 20。
你看这里的话写得非常的清楚。
It is very clearly written.
哥林多后书一章二十节。
Second Corinthians one.Verse 20.
他说神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的所以借着他也都是实在的叫神因我们得荣耀
For no matter how many promises God has made they are yes in Christ and so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God
这告诉我们说呢只有我们得着耶稣基督你才得着神的事
So it tells us that only when we have gained Christ We can gain Christ, God's yes.
基督徒必须有个眼光，就是看见在基督之外的一切什么都不是。
We must have Christians must have a viewpoint that besides Christ, there's nothing that is yes.
啊，这是何等的眼光
！What a great vision or eyesight or viewpoint.
弟兄姊妹们，我们能这样看吗
？Can we see this way?
在基督之外，所有一切都不是。
Outside of Christ, there's nothing that is yes.Only Christ is yes.
所以神被称作是阿们的神。
So that's why God is called the God of Amen.
现在我们晓得这个阿们不是随便讲的。
So we know we cannot use the word Amen lightly.
我们讲了多少个阿们，对不对？
But how many Amens have we uttered?
我们一天都说阿们阿们。
We say Amen so easily.
弟兄姊妹，你当你的生活真正和基督有关，出于基督，神就说阿们。
And God will say Amen when your life has everything to do with Christ.
啊，我们常常听见有些弟兄姊妹对另外的一些圣徒讲说，你所做的事情我不能阿门。
A lot of time we hear a Christian say to other Christians, says, "What you done, I cannot say Amen with you."
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有把这个话用对呀？
Are you using the phrase correctly?
如果他做的不是基督，你说我不能阿门，那这个就对。
If what he does is not Christ, then you can say I cannot amen.
啊，这个不是你看的不喜欢，你说你不能阿门呢。
And you cannot just say I can't amen you what you did just because I don't like what you did.
所以我每次在主面前祷告完了，最后我们的大家都说阿门。
So at the end of all our prayers, everyone says Amen.
Amen 就是是的。
Amen means yes.
这是出于主的，是出于主。
Yes, this is from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们必须相信神是一切。
We must believe God is everything.
在我们的生命中，就是说，只要出于神的，出于基督的，那个才是是的。
In our lives, if it's from the Lord, if it's from Christ, then that is yes.
这应该是我们的信心。
This should be our faith.
眼睛所看见而产生的信心。
This is what spiritual seeing brought us the faith.
并且我们也相信怎么样呢？他赏赐那个寻求他的人。
Not only so, but also believe that he will reward those who earnestly seek him.
我们的神是爱的神。
Our God is a God of love.
充满恩典。
Filled of grace.
他在他儿子里愿意把所有一切的丰富。
In his son, he is so pleased to give us his fullness.
所以当我们有寻求他的心。
So when we seek him.
弟兄姊妹们，神要把这个好处给我们。
God desires to give us his blessings.
我们基督徒要有对主有爱慕的心。
So we need to have a great thirst for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们常常有时候把这个话呢引用在生活上的事情上。
A lot of times we apply this phrase in our daily lives.
神到底要把什么给我们
？What will God give me today?
神最多给我们就是把他的儿子更多给我们。
You know the best thing that He has given us is His Son.
如果你有这样爱慕的心
，If you have this desire,
你寻求这样的事
，and you pursue this kind of
matters, 那么神就要多多的加给你。
Then the Lord will add greatly to you.
啊，我们有时候把这个话用错了。
Sometimes we use this phrase erroneously.
哎，神不是说赏赐这个所寻求他的人吗
？Then didn't God say that He will reward those who seek Him?
啊，我们求儿子，求工作，求这个，求那个。
So we'll ask for a son, we'll ask for a good job and this and that.
结果有时候求了也没得着。
Sometimes God did not seem to have answered your prayer.
说好像神的话没有应验，对不对
？You think that hey, how come God's word did not come true?
弟兄姊妹，你没有看见神是一切。
But you have to see that God is everything.
你没有看见基督的事。
You haven't seen Christ yes.
如果我们看见这个在主面前的寻求
，If we can see this as our pursuit before Him,
他就要多多的赏赐我们。
Then He will bless us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
属灵的看见
，spiritual seeing
是很重要的一步。
It's a very critical step.
我们要求主施恩怜悯我们。
We have to ask for God's mercy.
在人类的历史中
，throughout human history,
我们看见从开头的时候就有人因为属灵的看见而蒙福。
From very beginning, Men were blessed because of their spiritual seeing.
以后整个旧约的历史到新约的历史
，throughout the history of Old Testament as well as New Testament.
多少人因为里面的看见
？So many people in the past have seen this.
他们从神得着。
Because they have,
他们一生所要应当得着。
Because they have this inner seeing, they have gained what the Lord God wanted them to gain.
愿主使我们成为一般有眼睛可以看的人。
May the Lord make us.People who can see with eyes.
也求主使我们这几天的眼睛呢，能够被主更擦亮。
And we hope that the Lord has really clear and clean our eyes these days.
弟兄姊妹们，亚伯跟以诺
Abel and Enoch.
这两个看见是忠心的看见。
These seeing were faithful seeing.
这是很基本的看见。
Very fundamental seeing.
啊，我们可以说以后所有人的发展，通通在这两个看见的里面。
The development of all those who follow them are really fall within these two seeings.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
这两个人的一生的生活很简单。
Even though they led a very simple lives,
却说出了很重要的属灵的意义。
But they told great significance spiritually.
愿主因着他们的经历也帮助我们。
May the Lord use their experience to help us.
愿我们能够有亚伯的看见，也有以诺的看见。
May the Lord grant us Abel's seeing and Enoch's seeing.
我们请低头在这里祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we come before you full of thanksgiving.
这两天你实在是与我们同在。
Lord, you've been with us these 2 days.
你不仅把我们带到你的同在里面。
Not only you have brought us into your presence.
你也把我们带到你话语的光中。
You also brought us into the light of your word.
主啊，愿你给我们里面有属灵敏锐的感觉。
Lord, give us a sensitivity inside us.
让所听见的
What we have heard,
能够成为我们里面的看见
may it become our inner seeing,
能够产生真正的信心
generating true faith,
好叫我们的脚步能更多跟随你
so that our steps will follow you.
主啊，在这最后末了的一段路程中
Lord, during this final journey,
我们知道这个日子已经非常的近
we know the day is coming very, very near.
求你救我们
Lord, save us,
脱离我们自己的愚昧
So that we can come out of our own follies.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时代。
Save us from this evil world.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时候。
And save us from this terrible time.
把我们重新带到你的面光中。
Once again, bring us back to the light of your face.
主啊，让我们像亚伯一样。
So we can become like Abel.
为着羔羊活着。
Living for the lamb.
能献上羔羊。
And offering the lamb,
让我们能像以诺一样
，so that we can become like Enoch,
调转我们的脚步
turning around our steps,
起来与神同行
，and get up and walk with God.
主，我们感谢你
，Lord, we thank you.
我们相信你的恩典
，we believe your grace.
一定要保全我们
，will keep us.
我们求你借着真理的圣灵
，we pray that the Holy Spirit of the truth
引我们进入真理的实际
，lead us into the truth.
用你的爱。来约束，来保护我们。
Lord, use your love to constrain and protect us.
亲爱的主啊
，Oh dear Lord,
愿在你回来的日子
，In the days of your return,
我们能够欢欢喜喜的来迎接你。
We can welcome you joyfully.
我们为着你所赐给我们的恩典，满心的感谢你。
We thank you for all the blessings you have given us.
我们也相信你的能力在我们身上成就一切。
And we believe that your power in us will fulfill. Everything.
我们再次把敬拜归给你。
We give you all our worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.